Blog Talk Radio.
I always forget that. I should wait. I should make that stop doing that. You know what? You can make that stop doing that. And I always forget. Especially when I'm doing a show on the Space Bar Production Network site, which is a different Blog Talk Radio site. I just always forget. Anyway, my name is Billy Lawson, and this is a special edition of the Billy Lawson Show called Renaissance 2015 or Rebirth. What we're going to talk about tonight in our short show is our affiliate partners. And we want you, indeed, to become one of our affiliate partners, or at least make sure that you patronize and that you go to, that you encourage, that you thank our affiliate sponsors. We have a few that we're going to talk about. The first thing we're going to talk about are our friends from New Homes of Tampa Bay. New Homes of Tampa Bay, that's newhomescpa.com. New Homes of Tampa Bay is a company with the goal of empowering you, the home buyer. Their mission is to shed light on all the variables in your home buying process that traditionally would leave a new home buyer caught up in confusion and disarray in the purchasing process. Ever since real estate purchasing and selling began, as we know it today, realtors have made the traditional practice of keeping you, the home buyer, in the dark about how things really work. And you know what? New Homes of Tampa Bay is ready to rip the veil off of it, rip the cover off of how the process really is. And it's really, really important that if you're buying a home in the Tampa Bay area or even anywhere in the state of Florida, that you understand that New Homes of Tampa Bay is ready to make a difference. If you're ready to buy a new home, even if you don't think you're ready to buy a new home, if you're considering that option, or if you'd like to consider that option, New Homes of Tampa Bay are the people to talk to. Now, here's the deal. Anytime that someone tells you that they can help you, that they'll be your advocate, you're going to be wary. Of course you are. Of course you're going to be wary. You're going to wonder what the game is. You're going to wonder that there's. You're going to think to yourself, there's got to be a catch. Nobody does this. Well, except in this situation, yes, they do. And not only do they do it for free for you. It's free to you because they get their money from the seller. They get their money from the seller, who obviously wants to sell the house to you or to somebody. So not only do you get the perk of having an advocate in the home buying process, in the new home buying process especially, because New Homes of Tampa Bay acts as your advocate with the home builder. So you are not at their mercy. And you are not at the mercy necessarily of the regular real estate agent that basically if that old joke about the inventory clerk in the army, if they gave you shoes, they gave you boots and socks, they'd have nothing in inventory. So that's why you can't get boots, and that's why you can't get socks, and that's why you can't get bullets, because if they gave you the things that you wanted, they'd have nothing in inventory, and they wouldn't have a job. The idea with some real estate agents is they believe, and they've been taught to believe, and taught to teach people that if I tell you what I'm doing, that means that you'll be able to go out and do it. And then you won't have any need for me. So a lot of people are kept in the dark and think that this process happens by magic. And when in fact it doesn't happen by magic at all. It's very, very commonsensical. And the things that aren't commonsensical, my friends at New Homes Tampa Bay are willing to explain to you. And I think that it is extremely important to have an advocate on your side. Now, here are two of the benefits of using New Homes of Tampa Bay. outside of someone walking you step by step through the entire process. The scary part, of course, is the money part. The scary part is the financing part. That's the scary part. Will I qualify? What do I qualify for? What should I be looking for? When you go to a new home, when you go to model homes, we're always blown away by model homes. My wife and I, when we were married, one of the things that we used to do on Saturday afternoon was we'd get in the car and we'd go looking for, when we were in the apartment, we'd go looking for houses. We'd go looking at houses because we figured at some point we were going to be able to, or we should buy a home, a house, stop living in apartments. So what we did was we would get in the car and we would go to as many model homes as we could. And some of them, frankly, were beautiful, overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. And it took a while for us to figure out that the model that you saw, all the things that didn't come with it, not just the furniture didn't come with it, but some of the things you saw, like the stainless steel appliances, the granite countertops, the upgraded tile. Those were all options. So sometimes the price they had for the homes were the base prices and not the prices of the homes that you saw. We weren't even aware of that bit of bait and switch. And I'll call it that because that's what it is. Because they want to get you excited about buying a house or buying a house. So you go on the model, and the model has all the upgrades. Now, it's tantamount to test driving a car with all the bells and whistles and being quoted a price for the car. Let's say that you want a Ford Edge, and they put you in the Ford Edge with all the bells and whistles that actually sells for $54,000. But they tell you that you can buy a Ford Edge for $30,000. Well, you go and say, okay, and the Ford Edge that you get doesn't have any of the bells and whistles. And you say, wait a minute, I want the car that I test drove. And they said, well, you did get the car that you test drove. You test drove a Ford Edge, and there it is. Well, what about this and that? Oh, those are all optional. That'll cost you more. That's kind of what home buying, especially buying new homes, has turned into. And that's a frustrating thing. And that the folks at New Homes of Tampa Bay can walk you through that process, letting you know which of the upgrades is a good upgrade and which upgrade is superfluous. I love that word. I've been waiting to use that word all night. It's superfluous. And maybe not the best upgrade. Should you have a pool? Should you not have a pool? Should you buy a two-story home or should you buy a one-story home? Should you have gas appliances or electric appliances? Should you go for the hardwood floors or should you go for the tile? Should you go for the granite countertops or the polished cement countertops? All these questions, which adds more value to your home, which lasts longer? Which of these things are the better values? If you don't know, then the great folks at New Homes of Tampa Bay are willing to help you with these choices, so you can make the choice of what you get. You know what? It's always better to buy than to be sold. Don't you think? Don't you think it's always better to buy than to be sold? And the folks at New Homes of Tampa Bay can help you buy. So that's what they do. And you can contact my friend Gary at 813-770-9452, 813-770-9452, first thing in the morning, give him a call. Or you can go to the website, newhomestpa.com. Now, it's a brand-new website, and they're still working on it. It's about to, the 2.0 version is about to be released. So go there and check it out, and check it out every day. Send Gary an email. Tell him that you heard it here on the Will Lawson Show. It is so important that you get help doing this. And you know what? And he's one of our sponsors. He's one of our affiliate partners. And we're on this trek together. Gary and I are on this trek together. So we are I'm extremely excited about introducing you to my friend Gary Knight and the folks at newhomesoftampabay.com. newhomestpa.com or call 813-770-9452. One of our affiliate partners. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. And if nothing else, please encourage them in their support of the Will Lawson Show and the endeavors of the Will Lawson Show and Space Bar Productions. As we have big plans in our renaissance and our rebirth, we have huge plans. One of these plans is coming up in just a few days. It seems to me like it's a few days. It's going to be first thing. Let's address first things first. February 21st, I am going to participate in the Gasparilla Distance Classic. It's a series of races and walks sponsored by Publix, one of our large grocery stores here in Florida. And it's part of the Gasparilla festivities. And I'm going to run in the 5K race. That's in 7 weeks. Now, you're asking, why are you telling us you're going to run in 5K? Well, I'll tell you what, because this time last year, I'm not talking about this time last year. I'm talking about tonight last year. I went in the hospital with congestive heart failure and experienced cardiac arrest, spent 3 days in a coma, 18 days in the hospital, and then got triple bypass surgery, got my zipper, and I spent all of 2014 recovering. 2015 is the year of renaissance. This is a very, very important night to me because this was the night. This was the night. We had been on break from work. I do private music teaching at a local store, and we had been closed. Tonight was our first night back. And tonight was our first night back from break. And I went home, and it was probably two months before I returned back to work. Easily 2 months. I had a respiratory infection. I couldn't breathe. My wife took me to the hospital. My consultant took me to the hospital where I experienced cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated and was put on a ventilator. Spent 2.5 days in a coma. That was Tuesday morning. I woke up a little bit Thursday, and I was finally wide awake on Friday morning. Where they took where they extubated me, I guess. They intubate you when they put the tube in. They extubate you when they put the tube out, which is awful, by the way. I can't imagine being intubated and being awake. I just can't imagine it, but being extubated while you're awake, I'll tell you what. It's a good thing because that means that you're going to live more than likely. But it sucks. So that was part of that process. And what we're doing here now, I'm telling you all that to tell you this, that while I was in the hospital listening to these commercials for the Gasparilla Distance Classic and races, I made a promise to myself that next year, if I lived, next year I would run the 5K, and I've never run a 5K. I've never run anything like that. I've never run a mile without stopping. Not even in high school. I've never run a mile without stopping. So this is going to be an adventure for a 54-year-old man who had triple bypass surgery a year or so ago. I'm not worried about my heart. I'm worried about my knees, my ankles, and my hips. That's the part that I'm worried about. Not worried about my lungs or my heart. Again, worried about my ankles, my knees, and my hips, but I am looking forward to the challenge, and we are going to get to work in our 7-week routine tomorrow. So that's the first thing. And if you'd like to donate per every mile, and a 5K race is 3.1 miles. So if you'd like to donate to what we're doing per mile, some amount of money per mile, that's entirely up to you. Just go to willawesomeshow.com and click on the yellow PayPal button, and or send me an email at wls860@gmail.com and tell me, Willie, we're going to donate $100 a mile to what you're doing on the 21st. And you know what? And I appreciate it. If that goes to the show, that'd be great. Because on the 28th is 25th through the 28th is CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Convention being held in Washington, D.C. That is the first waypoint, as first distance marker for Renaissance 2015. That's the first thing that this show, the Will Austin Show, needs to broadcast from. We have talked about it, and we have hoped about it for a few years now since we've been on the air. And even 2 years ago, we were nominated for Podcast of the Year by the National Bloggers Club, and to have their award ceremony that week. So what we're trying to do is be there this year. I don't know if we're nominated yet. I'm guessing that we will be. So we want to be there, and we need your help to be there. And you can help us by doing two things. You can help us by directly donating to the show, and all you have to do is go to willawesomeshow.com and click on the yellow PayPal donate button and donate right there to help us make this trip. We'd appreciate it. We're going to fly Southwest. Yeah, duh. Even if they didn't hold a chicken. And we're going to stay at the Gaylord where the event is being held. That'll make sure that we don't need a car. We don't have to rent a car and all that stuff and drive around D.C. I'm not looking forward to any of that. I'm looking forward to getting up to my room and getting in the elevator, going downstairs and going to work, and going to work for you. That's what we're interested in. One of our other affiliate partners is DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com is a fantasy sports site that's dedicated to you not participating every single week if you don't want to. We're about to finish up football season. And the cool thing about DraftKings.com during football season, in a regular fantasy football league, it ends totally the week of the last week of the season, because not all the players are all your players are available that you drafted. But the cool thing about DraftKings.com is that you can pick new players every week, and now you only have the players left that are in the playoffs to make your teams from. Which is cool, because if you wanted Peyton Manning on your team all season, you could have Peyton Manning on your team all season, because Peyton Manning is still in the playoffs. If you wanted Eddie Lacy on your team, you could have him on your team along with Peyton Manning, because Eddie Lacy is still in the playoffs. So you can play fantasy football until the Super Bowl. So you can build your fantasy team with the two teams that are left if you choose to. So that's pretty darn exciting. Of course, you can at DraftKings.com, you can also play fantasy basketball or hockey, soccer, international soccer. So it is fantasy sports that you can continue all year long, and you don't have to participate every week. It's not like regular fantasy team or the rotisserie baseball team where you have to do something with it every single week. And if you have players that aren't performing, you're sort of stuck with them. Or you have players that get hurt or suspended, you're kind of stuck with them on your team. You can pick a new team every week, and you can get into games for as low as a quarter. There are games you can play for as low as a quarter. The most expensive games I've seen are $27. All the way down to a quarter. So with a very small initial deposit, you can play a lot. They even have some games that are free. You can play a lot, and that's kind of the fun of it. is picking your new team and playing a lot, as opposed to in a rotisserie baseball league where you may have a draft, you'll play, and that's your team. So you'll do that process, which is the most fun process, one time. With DraftKings.com, you can do that numerous times. You can do that every week if you want. Or if you get busy and you just don't have time to do it, you don't have to do it. You're not out of anything. If somebody goes on DR, then it doesn't matter because you're going to pick a new team that following week anyway. Anyway, so DraftKings.com is one of our affiliate partners. We'd appreciate if you go to the RoyalOfficerShow.com website and click DraftKings.com and sign up with the our promo code. Go long 2014. Go long 2014. We appreciate whatever you can do, and because all of those things help us. If for some reason you can't directly or you don't want to directly contribute, you can contribute and you can, to the show through our affiliate partners. Another one of our affiliate partners is the Red River Chronicle. RedRiverChronicle.com is a great site run by my friend Kevin Batts. And Kevin Batts has one of the best put together conservative sites in the country. And what I want to do for Kevin is that I want to make sure that everybody in the country knows about the RedRiverChronicle.com. RedRiverChronicle.com is set up primarily for the citizens of Texas and Oklahoma. But we know that we are, no matter where we live, we are all Texas or Oklahoma. And there's an awful lot that website has to offer. In the articles that are written, in some of the commentary, the way it's put together, there's not a better website anywhere. The Red River News has Red River TV, and Red River TV, I can say Red River TV, I can, has a list of very important videos. I'm looking at it now, and there's floor remarks on Crombinus by Senator Mike Lee. Dr. Corbon gives farewell speech to the Senate Force 4. Republicans must keep our promises to stop Obama's amnesty speech by Ted Cruz. There's Trey Gowdy to Gruber. Is your apology because you said it or because you meant it? Is what it's entitled. There's an interview. Senator Rand Paul arguing against I'm on the floor. With the U.S. arming Syrian rebels. There's Dr. Corbon. Corbin talks about term limits on the Senate floor. And there's, of course, Red River TV documentary powered by Huzaz. There is a frontline documentary on the House of Suwad. PBS Frontline Pakistan Under Siege documentary. Blaming the Jews, a documentary on Muslim and anti-Semitism. The Six-Day War documentary on the site. And, of course, the fight against Ebola from Vice News on the site. All sorts of things on the site. And some of his affiliate partners are Survival Speed Vault and MyPatriotSupply.com. That's where it matters. What matters is that you support my affiliate partners and then their affiliate partners as well. There's Red River TV, and there's also Red River Radio. And Red River Radio has all sorts of speeches from the center of civil society, an Austrian perspective on India's experiment with socialism. This is the coolest thing. The course, Constitution 101 from Hillsdale College, 10 tracks from that series. Just amazing to hear. And, of course, the Royal Austin Show. They're on Spreaker. .com, so we appreciate and Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, Kevin Batts, for putting together such a fantastic website. It's called the Red River Chronicle.com. one of our affiliate partners on the Will Austin Show. And it would serve us well if you would check them out, because I think it's extremely important that you check out great websites that are doing the job. Now, we all get used to going to Drudge. We all get used to going to townhall.com. I'd love it if we all got used to dropping by the riverchronicle.com on a daily basis. Because I think that's exactly the kind of site and the kind of person that we need to have as part of our conversation. That's the kind of work affiliate partner is our friend at Black Conservatives Fund. Black Conservatives Fund is a political action committee set up to help primarily minority candidates in federal, state, and local elections, conservative black candidates in federal, state, and local elections. And why is it necessary? Well, it's necessary because a lot of black conservative black candidates are running in minority districts. The toughest place to run, because normal minority districts are Democrat districts, and the regular party has abandoned that strategy to try to win in those districts. So it is extremely important that the financial infrastructure for those candidacies are built. And what's happening is the Black Conservative Fund is building that infrastructure. Black Conservative Fund is a political action committee committed to turning out the black vote and elect black conservatives at every level of government. We provide direct contributions in addition to running TV and radio ads, conducting the Get Out the Vote drive, and funding any other activities our endorsed candidates need. And that's what the Black Conservative Fund is all about. Again, you can go to blackconservativefund.com and click the donate button and send them an email to let them know that you heard about it on the Will Austin Show, and you are there to help. That's a very, very important thing. All right, listen, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for coming to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the Will Austin Show. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We'll see you next week.